77 House Democrats sign letter that could trigger arms embargo on Israel. By Joel B. Polak on December 13, 2024. 77 Democrats in the House of Representatives signed a letter Thursday accusing Israel of violating human rights law, disagreeing with the Biden-Harris administration and potentially triggering an arms embargo on Israel. The signatories to the letter include well-known left-wing Jewish Democrats, such as Reps. Jan Schakowsky, DEL, and Sarah Jacobs, DCA. The latter is romantically involved with former Democratic congressional candidate and former Obama administration official Amar Kampanachar, who is the grandson of a notorious Palestinian terrorist. The letter claims to support Israel's right to self-defense, then undermines that claim by arguing that Israel is not complying with international human rights law and humanitarian law, which would mean that the U.S. would have to cut off arms sales to the Jewish state, even as it faces a war on several fronts against terrorists and the Iranian regime. The Jewish News Syndicate elaborated. While the letter does not make an explicit request to halt aid, it references the statute requiring the administration to cut off arms sales to countries that block delivery of humanitarian aid, and accuses Israel of deliberately restricting aid. The letter asks the administration to create a full assessment of Israel's compliance with U.S. arms sales laws, saying that their concerns remain urgent and largely unresolved, including arbitrary restrictions on humanitarian aid and insufficient delivery routes, among others. The letter was led by Reps. Jason Crow, DCO, Madeline Dean, DPA, and Chrissy Houlihan, DPA. The effort is backed by the left-wing, George Soros-funded J Street Group, which often opposes Israel in Congress. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.